I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlifers Sources Report. Yes, it's true, the trout stocking for the spring ended a month ago, but that does not by any means mean the trout fishing is finished in West Virginia. Not by a long shot. We'll talk a little more about that coming up after this. Regular spring trout stockings in West Virginia ended in the end of May and first week of June, but amazingly, the weather has kept trout streams, which are typically running low by now, quite high, and it's enabled the fishing to stay productive. Tom Oldham with the DNR's Coldwater Fisheries Program explains.
It has been a pretty unusual year that way. There was only a few places that probably got really low at the end of May, and we are experiencing, you know, quite a rainy pattern right now, so... as long as we continue to get these rains, I suspect there'll be some people fishing for trout on the 4th of July.
Certainly not a bad way to spend your holiday weekend. The key to fishing this far into the summer, pick your places carefully and do your homework.
You may need to be creative in picking the places where the storms continue to hit or go to higher elevations. For example, Shaver's Fork here at Bowden's going to have a few, but you're just as likely to catch at Bowden a few smallmouth. Whereas if you went to Cheap Bridge and the flow remains up, you're much more likely to catch, you know, holdover trout in some places there where the pools are good and you have tributaries coming in and so forth.
Question is, how long will these trout survive the initial wave of anglers holdover? And will they make it all the way to the fall?
In some places, yes. But if we put them in most of our waters, we do it with the anticipation of, one, them being caught, and two, for the most part, those streams typically get too warm. We kind of feature the smaller trout, or we already have wild fish in fisheries or in locations where we are depending upon them for, like, carryover fisheries.
Another bonus, if you fish now, you're probably going to have the stream all to yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's the beauty of the whole thing. I mean, Little League is still kind of hanging on, and your garden's calling you out there, and the family's going on to vacation to the beach. So, there's less and less attention to the mountains, and you are much more likely to have things to yourself.
It's a holiday weekend, and some of the stock trout are still there. What better way to celebrate independence?
There are trout there, and they are in numbers that would surprise people. You know, I would not go to a stream expecting, to catch my limit every time. But just the fact that you can be out there and experiencing the outdoors and being in a cool mountain stream, that's just very invigorating all the way around.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.